Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of That Sounds Fun. I'm your host, Annie F. Downs, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. You know I love today's conversation. We are in this special series called Summer Lovin', a That Sounds Fun podcast series in which we want to restore hope in dating and bridge y'all to helpful conversations and practical resources and amazing experts so that you see changes in your dating life, starting with you. And during Summer Lovin', we're talking through a lot of aspects of dating, and each episode features an expert, either someone who's written on the subject or works with a ton of people who are single or dating, or a licensed therapist. And in a lot of the episodes, like today, we sit down with a male and a female who aren't married to each other or in life at all, and we get their perspective as well. Of course, they don't represent everything about dating or every person's experience, but I think they do a really beautiful job telling us about themselves. As we've told you for the last few episodes, which it has been so fun to hear from y'all as this series is starting, about what you're enjoying and what you're learning. But again, this series is not an all-in-one guide to every part of dating, but it is a jumping off point, and hopefully we'll offer you some good wisdom that you can start implementing right away. But what we want is to bridge you to experts and their resources so that you have something practical to walk away from and some good starters to conversations with the people that are in your life. And at the end of each episode, we're going to make sure to tell you how to find each expert and their resources. But before we dive into today's conversation, I got to tell you about one of our incredible sponsors. And this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We're talking to a lot of therapists this month as part of our Summer Lovin' series, because the healthier we are mentally and emotionally, the healthier people we will attract. And that is true in friendship and at work and romantically, really anywhere. But getting to this place isn't done alone. And no matter what season of life you're in, single, dating, married, therapy is so incredible at helping us better understand ourselves and how we interact with others. This is where BetterHelp comes in. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. They make it so simple. Just fill out a brief questionnaire. We love a quiz. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And finding a therapist that is the right fit for you is so important. So you can switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. And be sure you're working with someone who's a good match for you. Plus, your session can be done right from home, or as in my case, tomorrow, from a church on FaceTime. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be convenient and flexible and fit in your schedule. If you're stretched thin, it is easy to get caught up in what everyone else needs from you and to never take a moment to figure out what you need for yourself. That happens to all of us. Therapy can give you the tools to find more understanding in your own life and help support your family and your friends by also taking care of you. We're big fans of counseling around here. You know it. And I think it's really important to prioritize time for therapy no matter what season you're in, including while I'm on tour, as I told you. And as you step into some new rhythms for this summer, consider giving therapy a try and help you find the balance that you need with BetterHelp. So visit betterhelp.com/thatsoundsfun today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thatsoundsfun. Today on the show, we're talking about one of my favorite things and with one of my favorite summer loving experts, Jackie Brewster. Jackie is a certified Enneagram coach, an experiential specialist, an author, and a speaker who consults with teams and couples and people across the country. Her latest book, The Enneagram in Your Marriage, is a 7-week guide that helps you go beneath the surface to build the foundation of a deeply connected, long-lasting marriage through better understanding of your spouse, or in our case, who we're dating or hoping to date. Now, let me tell you what we always say about the Enneagram. It is not the gospel. It is a tool. It is one of the reasons it is part of this series and not this whole series this year, is we believe in a lot of different tools to make you the healthiest you possible. And we believe the Enneagram is one of those really helpful tools. And so we're excited about today's conversation, like I'm excited about the love languages conversation, like I'm excited for y'all to hear the attachment theories conversation. This is a tool that we get to use as part of our tool belt to being the healthiest version of ourselves. Joining us today are my friends Kelly and Toby, and together we're going to talk about the way the Enneagram has helped us better understand ourselves in the context of dating relationships. And if certain Enneagram types are better matches than others, I have a hot take about this. And ultimately, we're going to talk about what we can learn about other numbers that helps us to love them better. So here's my summer love and conversation on dating and the Enneagram with Jackie Brewster and my friends, Kelly and Toby. All right, friends, welcome to Summer Lovin'. Are you excited? Everyone's a little nervy. I like it. It's going to be fine. This entire episode of our Summer Lovin' series is about Enneagram and dating. So we're excited about that. But first, let's introduce everyone. Toby, will you start? Tell us who you are, your age, age bracket, single, dating, married, wherever you are, and what you do.
Okay, cool. So I'm Toby. I am 22. My birthday is actually in like 2 months.
Yes.
So, about to be 23. I am a singer-songwriter artist living in Nashville. And I moved here about a year ago. Yeah. So it's been like a year of just like figuring out new land, new area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you dated anybody here yet?
I have not.
Okay.
Not here.
Great.
Yeah. So I, my last relationship was probably around like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So.
And for y'all to know, Toby and I have known each other since he was 13.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Very young.
Grew up in the same church.
Yep.
So we ran into each other about a year ago.
Yeah.
At a restaurant. And I was like, Toby, what are you doing here? So
hard to miss.
This has been an absolute dream to have you on as well and to get time with you.
Oh,
so
thanks.
Ma'am, you?
Hi, I'm Kelly. I am 43, and I said age range, but whatever,
43. 42, I know.
And I, goodness, I've lived in Nashville now since 2004. I work for a business education company doing customer experience and single.
Yeah.
Ready to meet the dude.
Yeah. Great. Our expert today. Jackie Brewster. Thank you for making time to do this, Jackie.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I think it's awesome. So you have a new book out called The Enneagram and Your Marriage, which is why I knew you were the person. Because so many of our friends listening, and those three of us sitting here, I think it's fair to say, I mean, we find the Enneagram to be a helpful tool, and we would like to be married. Mm-hmm. And so will you kind of talk about what got you into Enneagram and what's your like coaching story?
Yeah. So what got me into Enneagram was a really chaotic day. I've got four children. And so I've been married for 24 years. But this was quite a few years ago when the twins were babies. And it was a very chaotic, awful mess of a day. And my girlfriend said, hey, I'm going to mail you something. And I was like, oh, I wonder what that is going to be. She's like, it's a book. I'm like, thank God. I want to get lost in some story.
Yes, yes.
No, it wasn't help me. It was like fantasy.
Oh,
like
that.
I didn't realize it was help me. When I opened the book, it was help me. It was that I opened the book to The Wisdom of the Enneagram by Don Rizzo and Russ Hudson, still one of my favorite books for Enneagram ever. But it has this really weird symbol on the front of it. And immediately I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, is this right? Is this wrong? I don't know. I'm a Christian. You know, should I use this? Should I not use this? But I trusted my friend. And so I started down a journey of uncovering and discovering more about myself through this helpful tool. I started to read parts of the Enneagram 7. I tested as an 8, but I am a 7.
Yeah.
I started to read parts of the 7, and I felt like I was reading the depths of my soul. Like, I felt like, oh my goodness, like these things I thought were broken or distorted or wrong or bad inside of me were suddenly on a page describing me, but not in a awful way, but saying like, hey, there's some struggles inside of this.
Yeah.
And so that was the beginning of the journey. And from there, I just grew to love this tool. I think it's a very, very helpful and useful tool. And that's what that is. The Enneagram, it's just a tool.
We say a lot, it is not the gospel.
No.
It is a tool.
Right. It is a tool. The transformation comes from the Holy Spirit, you know, transformation. Yeah. But this is a wonderful tool that you can use to help just grow in your own self-awareness. And so that was a journey that took me down on this long path that I found myself as a coach, an Enneagram coach, author, and speaker about this subject. And I am passionate about it because I know that real life change happens when we become aware of ourselves. And then we can bring ourselves to the Lord and He can help us.
Yeah.
He can help us clean up ourselves because we can't, right?
Yeah.
It's all those broken parts. But yeah, I love this tool. And so that has been the beginning of the journey.
It's also why we're doing an episode with attachment theory and an episode with five love languages, because all these tools, this is another tool in a list of tools. The better we understand ourselves, the better we will be at dating and relationship.
Right, right. So, in that book, attachment theory is in that book.
Oh, good. Oh, man.
It's a huge part of understanding yourself.
Yes.
Is understanding your bonding science, your attachment.
It's brutal. Mm. Okay, Kelly and Toby, would y'all mind telling us what Enneagram number do you connect with the most? What's the language you use, Jackie?
Yeah, identify, like connect with, identify with. Yeah, yeah. Resonates with you.
Yeah.
So I'm a three. Yes. My wing is a four. Mm-hmm. Yes. So for the longest time, I actually thought I was a three wing two. Oh, but it was actually my sisters that pulled that identity out of me. They're like, you're creative.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not. They're like, you are a photographer. You're a musician. You play sports. You craft, you do all these things, like you're a creative, like you just pick up things and you're able to create. And I was like, oh wow, maybe maybe I am, you know. So I was like, okay, for the longest time I was like, maybe what's this for, like what's this other side of the Enneagram that I was missing? And so I retested and I was actually a three wing four, and it makes a lot of sense, because like for so long, like I've put so much work and so much like identity into my achievements and what I can do. And that's what I've seen in a lot of like threes, especially unhealthy threes. Sometimes it's they can just flaunt like, I've done this and look at all my medals and look at all my achievements. But as I've grown older and matured into, I guess, like a different version of me, like there's more of my four has been pulled out.
Oh, interesting.
And I actually tend to find the security in the four. It's like, no, I have done all these things on paper that have seemed really cool, I guess, but I don't necessarily need to flaunt that in front of you or need to show that to you, because I just know that I'm a four who's really in tune with his feelings.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I find like my security.
Oh, that's interesting.
Around people. Yeah.
Yeah, Jackie, because a lot of male threes I know. So I'm going to say a lot, because it's actually ones that I know. A lot of male threes are more flaunty, even about relationship. And so I'm not, and that's probably not all bad either, right? I mean, there's something about that. They're made like that on purpose.
Yes. You know, that nature versus nurture piece, which the Enneagram, it's both parts of you, the temperament of who Christ made you to be, and then the home environments that you're raised in. And then we begin to develop patterns of behavior, which is what the Enneagram is. It's just uncovering patterns of behavior that you've learned to help you cope over your life. And so with this Enneagram 3, leaning into this 4 and a heavy level here, it is that authenticity piece. It does speak to growth in your relationship with the Lord, for sure, because identity of who you are in Christ, that is a big part with the 3. Feels like, I am what people tell me I am. You know, I do, therefore I am. Like all these accomplishments, that's who I am. And I hear you say something different, like, no, I'm finding a different part of myself. I'm exploring a different avenue of myself. And that is beautiful. And that is definitely that 4 coming out and like knowing who you are.
Yeah.
It took me first denying the unhealthy part of the 3. Like, instead of writing a list of all of what I am and what you said, like finding my identity in Christ. And that's when the 4 started coming out.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. Kel, what about you? Cool.
I came about it a little bit more negatively. As I was reading, I was like, ugh, the one number that is so annoying to me is the 2. And wouldn't you know it? Your girl's a 2 with a 3 wing. And then the funny thing is, because I'm so aware of the kind of potential struggles of both numbers, but I find myself proud of the little hint of 3, because I'm like, oh gosh, I'm not just afraid of rejection. I'm not just someone who's pursuing helping as much as I can and finding a lot of worth in that. I'm also someone who is accomplished and who can, you know, knock out a task and probably be on time occasionally, things like that.
Yeah.
but I identify less with the, like the kind of image obsessed. And yet I like Botox, so I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Tell me about this.
Tell me more about Botox. I don't know. Oh my gosh. It's neat to hear that 3 or that 2 with the 3 piece, because that 2 is so highly relational and that 3 wants to be wanted and liked as well. But that balance there is like, I do I do care about all these other people, but I also care about accomplishing some things for me too. You know, and there's some maturity in that as well. As we grow, we understand like it's okay for me to take up space. It's okay for me to have needs. It's okay for me to get Botox or to get a massage or to pay for 15 of them and not get any of them.
Subscription I do not use.
But yeah, that's, yeah, it's beautiful hearing you, even that growth piece for you.
Yeah. Do you identify as a seven with a wing, one more than the other?
Oh, you probably know what it is.
Yeah.
Eight. Yes. Oh, I am like seven with an eight. Yeah. And when I first tested as an eight, I was like, I mean, I can get it. Like, I got four kids. My husband is a workaholic, traveler, crazy. But then the more I dug into it, my heart longing didn't match. I'm like, I want to know I'm going to be taken care of. But on an emotional level, I want to know that somebody sees me as worthy of loving. Mm-hmm. And if we're talking about relationships, it's that, those messagings for each Enneagram type to really understand those unconscious childhood messaging in those heart-longing message, that's what you're looking for. And whoever you choose to date, if you knew their Enneagram number and you knew that that messaging, it's like insight into something that has taken 20 years to get to. You know, for we didn't have this tool when Steve and I got married. You know, he jokes now, like, I wish we did. Oh my gosh, we saved so much heartache and awfulness. But it is that heart-longing. If you know that.
So can any number, let's just dive into dating with Enneagram as a tool. Can any number match with any number? Or are there certain ones that you're like, if you're a seven, go toward this and go away from this?
Any number can match with any number.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, they can. It doesn't mean it's easy.
Some feel harder.
Thinking of a number, though. No, I feel repellent.
So there's certain personality types that are not necessarily going to be an easy dance. And so when I think about relationships, I think about three components of healthy, mature, connected, emotionally connected relationships. And it's accessibility. You know, are you accessible? Is the person accessible? We want adult relationships to be reciprocal. So parent-child relationships and attachment, it's not reciprocal. It's like when the child reaches for you, you as a parent need to be reciprocal. Like you need to be there for them. In adult relationships, it changes. We want a reciprocal relationship. So are you accessible? Are they accessible? Are you responsive? Are they responsive? And are they attuning to you? Or are they just concerned about their own needs, wants, and desires? Okay. Right. We can, right there, you can weed out half of them. right. Not numbers. I just mean people in relationship. You probably can pick out pretty quick. And then it's the engagement piece. Like if you're accessible and you're going to attune, then can we dance together? Can we engage? Can I give a little and you give a little? Can I don't love basketball, but I love my husband loves basketball. So I'll sit on the couch, tuck my feet up underneath his legs with headphones and watch my own show, but I'm with him. So there's like compromise that happens in this engagement piece. And so there's no better best number combination. What's more important is this piece, looking and finding somebody that is accessible and responsive and engaging. And, you know, the Enneagram helps with understanding of what both people are looking for in relationship.
Toby, have you dated where Enneagram was a part of either the decision making or the understanding of the other person?
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. I've definitely had relationals with a seven. She was, she wanted to do everything and wanted to go anywhere. And I feel like she really brought that seven out of me. Because oftentimes, like when I'm not closer to that number, I'm very much more black and white. So I'm like, oh, I could never move to Nashville, or I can never do any of what I want to do because it's not realistic. It doesn't make sense. And so she was just like, just move. Like, just what are you, what are you doing? Like, what does it matter? Like everything will work itself out in the end. Just trust the Lord and just move. And so I'm here.
What a catalyst. That's amazing. Then that relationship really moved your life.
Really did.
That's awesome.
Really did.
Kel, what about you in dating? How is, I mean, Enneagram number, do you want to know right away when you meet him, like, what's your number? Or do you want to wait and let that be discovered?
I think I might have previously said A, and now I would say B, because my last relationship, that was one of the first things that we kind of identified. And it ended up being a real kind of sticking point. He was very anti Enneagram. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then sort of rolled his eyes at the numbers or the attributes, I guess, of his number. So that ended up being kind of frustrating in the beginning. And then it became sort of a, and I'm curious what you'll say about this, but sort of an excuse for behavior.
Yes.
Of like, well, this is just, you know, this is what I struggle with. And you knew that from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And so then that just kind of shut me down. So now I kind of think like, oh gosh, it'd be so cool to not box myself in, not ask. Mm-hmm. And it also seems like, that's a long answer, but it also seems like it's sort of jumping the gun intimacy level wise.
Oh, wow.
Because it's such, it feels like such an opportunity to almost have like a hack. Like you can jump way down the road in terms of understanding.
But mostly you're assuming.
But we're strangers still. So, so I kind of think it, I mean, I'd say that that relationship was one that like didn't really have a shot from the beginning, but I wonder if it's because we just like jumped in, but I was just so excited about it. So, so now I think I might give it some space.
Hey friends, just interrupting this conversation about the Enneagram to share about one of our amazing partners, your Enneagram coach. Okay, does talking about the Enneagram today make any of you want to dive deeper into studying the Enneagram? Or have you ever considered getting certified to become an Enneagram coach? Maybe you could use an additional stream of income and one that allows you to work from home and help change people's lives for the better while making some extra money. This is where our friend, your Enneagram coach, comes in. As y'all know, because we're literally talking about it today, we love the Enneagram around here. And your Enneagram coach, Beth McCord, is one of our go-to Enneagram experts. And get this. Jackie Brewster was trained by your Enneagram coach, so you're getting to hear the results of what Beth McCord's teaching can do. Beth has a signature online course called Become an Enneagram Coach, and registration for it is open right now with a special enrollment window just for us, just for our friends. Nearly 2,000 people have dove into this gospel-centered Enneagram coaching certification program. As I've said many times, the Enneagram is a great tool, but it is the gospel that brings transformation in our lives. So whether you want to become a full-time Enneagram coach, do it as a side hustle, or incorporate this incredible tool into your ministry, your leadership development, your parenting, or team building, or your dating life, this course can train and equip you to do just that. Beth teaches you how to create an income while helping others get unstuck in their lives and includes everything you need to become an Enneagram coach in just 8 weeks. Registration for this course is only open until Tuesday, June 13th, and it won't be open again for months. The best part, you can use the code ThatSoundsFun to get $200 off, you guys. If you have a passion for the Enneagram and guiding others to growth and freedom, this is a great time to do it. Learn more and sign up at yourenneagramcoach.com/BEC, like become an Enneagram coach, BEC. And if you're listening to this episode after enrollment is closed, you can still sign up to be notified next time registration opens at yourenneagramcoach.com/BEC. And remember, once you're in there, use that code That Sounds Fun and get you that $200 off. And one more amazing partner I get to tell you about today, Nutrafol. We're always talking about fun ways to style our hair, but what about ways to keep it like healthy, right? Millions of Americans experience thinning hair. In fact, it's super normal. It's just not openly talked about, especially among women. If you're among them, you're not alone. There's a solution you can trust to deliver results. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. It supports healthy growing hair by targeting the 5 root causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism. Yes and amen. Nutrafol addresses all of these through whole body health. I love that Nutrafol offers 3 different physician-created formulas that support women throughout all stages of life, including postpartum and menopause. So no matter what season you're in, they have got us covered. With the natural, drug-free, medical-grade ingredients, they're bringing us the most reliable results. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. 3,000-plus top doctors and stylists recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high-quality solution for healthier hair. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code That Sounds Fun to save $10 off your first month's subscription. This offer is only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping on every order. So get $10 off at Nutrafol.com. That is N-U-T-R-A-F-O-L.com. And the promo code is That Sounds Fun. Y'all, I love when my Thrive Market box shows up at my door because it means some of my favorite snacks and cleaning supplies have arrived. And I didn't even have to leave my house. Thrive Market has these protein shakes that I like. I'm addicted to. Plus, I'm on a bit of a gluten-free journey, as you know, so they have a ton of gluten-free snacks that I love, like all the Simple Mills crackers and Siete chips. I save money on every order. There is a deals page that I always check out almost daily. It's embarrassing. And I typically save about 30% on every order. Here's the other thing I love. Thrive Market only allows trusted top-quality ingredients while restricting 1,000-plus harmful ingredients like artificial flavors, high-fructose corn syrup, and more. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or high protein essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting quality products so you can shop worry-free. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. Okay, now back to our summer loving conversation with Jackie, Kelly, and Toby. That sounds fun.
I remember before I did Enneagram anything, I didn't like any personality typing anything. The fact that I do this.
No Myers-Briggs.
None.
No nothing. You're
yeah, you're like, it's too
no,
rigid.
I was like, girl, if you want to get to know me, let's have coffee. But you're not going to know my number and think you know me. You're not going to know my letters, whatever that is, and think you know me. So I 100% resonate with what you're saying as far as like jumping the gun or getting in there or feeling like you know somebody or they know you before you actually have an opportunity to organically, you know, see where the relationship goes.
Yeah.
But in that bad, you know, that bad behavior, the Enneagram is not an excuse for poor behavior.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen, amen.
Yeah. I'm surprised how many people talk about that and have that experience of someone in their life saying, hey, I'm a six. What can I do? I'm going to be afraid and I'm going to always come up with, or I'm a one and I'm going to see the problems here. I'm sorry if you need me to be optimistic. I'm never going to be.
Right.
And yet, Jackie, in my own heart, I go, hey, I'm a seven and the bucket is always going to be having holes in the bottom. Mm-hmm. So I need you to have grace with me that I feel like my life is running out all the time. So how do we balance that in dating of those two sides of that coin?
You do so much work, you guys. It's
right. You're like, I wish the three of you would get healthy and you're healthy.
So we do coaching. We do coaching.
That's what we do. We're all working on ourselves.
Yeah. I think it's just, it's self-awareness, and self-awareness takes time. So when we're talking about dating, right? If you don't know yourself, it's going to be really hard to know what you want in another person or what, you know, your expectations are versus reality, even with another person. So I love the tool of the Enneagram for self-awareness first. And then as you become more aware of yourself, you might see different parts of a, you know, a person that you're dating, a partner that you're dating, and be curious about those. But there's the curiosity that comes with the Enneagram is what I care about. I want to know why. Like, where does this come from? Because I do deep work with people every single day. And we get into the root system of these things. And so it's not like I'm an Enneagram 7 too. So it's like, well, I'm always scattered. I'm only scattered when I feel overwhelmed, when I feel overstimulated, when I don't feel well supported, when I feel like the world is on my shoulders and I don't know who to turn to. I feel completely scattered. When I have systems in place and I actually follow them, it's kind of
the key piece. That's a two-parter.
It's iffy. You know, it's iffy. But when I do those things, then I can find some grounding. But it's the work around understanding yourself. It's really beautiful growth work on the other side of the Enneagram. The Enneagram just really is a tool to help you see the box you've put yourself in. We're not trying to box you in. We're trying to show you that since as early as birth, okay, maybe the age of two is what they say around patterns of behavior. We develop patterns of behavior around how do I keep myself safe? How do I get love? And how do I get my needs met? And your personality will tell me how you learned how to do that. And so when you choose to date somebody.
Jackie.
We can.
Why are we all crying?
We can stop now.
Yeah, we're good. You guys can just hit rewind and just listen to that again. We're good.
So when you're thinking about dating and you're recognizing these patterns in somebody, it kind of is the pause around, this is how this person has tried to get love, to mm-hmm. keep themselves safe, or to get their needs met throughout their life. Mm-hmm. And do wow. I want to be a part of that?
Wow. Yeah. Do I want to be a part of that?
Do I want to be a part of that?
Yes. Am I able to be a part of
it? Oh, I mean, I love that. Am I able to be a part of that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, we're going to come up. Here's yes. where I would like. That's really good, Jackie. We're not done so with that good. By any stretch. So good. Toby and Kelly, are there numbers you love? Are there numbers that if you found out someone that you're automatically like, that gives them a leg up in this?
Four.
Four, yeah, you love a girl with feelings.
Oh, I love fours so much.
Four maligned like, fours.
I love fours. And one thing about, I feel like, this is like, I'm just gonna, I have to say this. Yeah. I feel like this is a problem with males today. It's we have a hard time being vulnerable. Mm. And walking as a male, and I actually know how to be vulnerable, and somebody who holds space for my vulnerability
yeah.
draws me to them.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love fours.
Yeah. Mm. Kel, who you love?
Mm. I love sevens and eights. Yeah. I'm really, really drawn to the fun makers and the, like, I just feel like eights are like the adults in the room. They've got things under control. They're going to tell me the truth. I'm not going to wonder. And it's funny because I feel like that's a number that gets kind of a bad rep, but I'm yeah. so drawn to eights often.
Do you
to my
like
surprise.
Being friends with female eights as much as you like feel attraction toward male eights romantically?
Oh gosh, that's a good question. I do think there's a distinction. I do think I'm like more
I do
romantic.
Think there's a distinction.
Meaning it's not very flattering to myself, but I steer away from maybe a female friendship eight yeah. more than I do like a romantic
yeah.
male eight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Which and Jackie, is, I love male nines.
Oh, I love nines.
Oh, okay. I love nines. I just think they're so easy. Like, they're so great, and they're secretly taking care of you all the time.
Yes.
They're not saying it out loud, but they are secretly always taking care of you.
Well, you know what, Annie? They are in the positive outlook group just like we are.
Yeah.
Two Ooh. Sevens and nines.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if that's some of it, too. Yes. Like, they're along for the ride. Like, yes. if you're going to go, they're like, I'm down to go.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, I love that.
Yes. Who else do you, I mean, you're married to a three.
I am married to a three.
And three sevens and eights tend to work together well too, because we're all like, go fast and go forward.
We don't do well with feelings.
Yeah.
Mm. So we kind of like, put those bad boys to the side and let's yeah. just get going.
Yeah. You yeah. know, who then needs
you,
those?
Then you find yourself in 20 years of counseling and you're exactly like, right. well, here yeah. we are. Let me hold space for your feelings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Stephen is working his tail off to figure out feelings yeah. All these mm-hmm. years later. So
he's also led extraordinarily in your family and in his jobs through a lot of pain and trauma. And yes. his threeness has served so many of us. Mm-hmm. His threeness has served me so much. So it's both, yeah, right?
It
it's
is.
Both.
It's both. It's that function and feel.
Yeah.
And so he has access to both. Threes have access to both. They don't typically live connected to both. They typically are in one lane or the other. But yeah, I enjoy that 3-7 combo. A lot of people say things like, how do you guys do it? Or you guys shouldn't work so hard. And we're like, we feel like we're like at 50%, yeah, you know, yeah, and other yeah. people feel like we're yeah. at 150.
Yeah.
We don't
yeah.
feel like that. Yeah. Our kids might. None of them are threes or sevens.
None of them.
None.
None of your four are threes or sevens.
No.
So interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So when we're thinking of dating, are we safe? Are we loved? And cared for? No. What was it
so it's like, how do I find safety? How do I feel love and connection?
Yeah.
And then how do I get my needs met? Mm-hmm.
So pretend we're all on Bumble or on some dating app and we match with a person. Uh-huh. And on their profile, it says, I'm a 4-wing 5 or I'm a 6-wing 7, whatever they are.
Mm-hmm.
What's our next move? Are we supposed mm-hmm. to get the book out and
oh
look
gosh.
Up what a 6-wing 7 feels loved? Da, 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 da. Are we supposed to like, or do we wait? What's our move when yeah. they're when they've laid it out? I've seen it a couple of times on dating apps
yeah.
where people just lay it out.
I mean, you can do a lot of different things. You know, I like options. So if I really cared about the Enneagram and I really had a good understanding of myself and was curious around another, then I would go to a social media person. Like, probably, I'm like, I just go take a screen capture of one of my things that says, like, the heart longing of each one of those.
Yeah, yeah,
numbers.
just go. To your Enneagram.
Just go to mine or so many somebody else's. Go to somebody else's and be like, okay, so if they say, who cares about the wing? Okay, who just, right. We do care about the wings, people.
Yes, yes, but
we not right now. We're just, so a six. So they care about safety and security. Okay, is it going to drive you crazy that they care about safety and security?
The answer is yes.
Is it going to, right?
Does it drive you crazy, Cal?
Yes. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, it's going to be caution. There's going to be caution. I'm raising a six. There's a lot of caution.
I want to make decisions quickly and keep cruising.
Yeah. Mm. And you want to have fun. So you're that positive outlook group. So you're like, what are you looking for? You know? And that's probably the list I'd go. Like, what am I looking for in a relationship? Mm. And then, what do I know about these numbers if I care about this? Like, what do I know about these numbers? And, you know, each number has a different focus of attention. And so that's going to matter. Like, the Enneagram 1's focus of attention, right, wrong, good, or bad. Mm-hmm. The Enneagram 2's relationship, highly relational. So they're going to care about relationships. The Enneagram 3 is achievement. Like, they are the most workaholic numbers on the Enneagram. Mm-hmm. So they are going to care about achievement and success, and they're going to be super fast drivers. Enneagram 4, they're going to be in their feelings. They care about authenticity and acceptance. Mm-hmm. You love that. Mm-hmm. Enneagram 5s, they care about investigating, like thinking about things, gathering knowledge, all kinds of stuff. They also care about their time and space and don't invade it. Mm-hmm. So if you are a quality time person, an Enneagram 5 could be difficult if that was an issue. Mm-hmm. Enneagram 6, safety and security. Enneagram 7 is fun, limitless. There's a lot more to a 7. But
no, you're doing great. Yeah. Keep going.
Not all the things.
Yeah.
The Enneagram 8 really cares about protecting the people that they care about. So you're going to feel that fierce protector from them.
Yeah.
You know, and at Enneagram 9, their focus is on, it is on keeping the peace or being a peace. I like being a peacemaker versus being a peacekeeper. I really like the distinction between the two of those. So that the Enneagram 9 is like, I don't love conflict. I don't love chaos. I want a peaceful environment. And so when I think about those focuses of attention, you got to know what you're looking for.
Yeah, for sure. Is it okay to say, I do not want to date a five?
Absolutely.
Is that rude to do? Because there are great five males out there, but I've had multiple experiences with fives that made my anxious attachment level up to a million, even though I'm more securely attached because of the way that particular number processes makes me feel very alone.
So if you think about accessibility, responsiveness, and engagement, okay, in Enneagram 5.
Responsiveness and engagement.
You, as an Enneagram 7, positive outlook, a lot of energy. Hey, let's go do this thing. And Enneagram 5s in a different grouping. The 1-3 5s are in a different grouping, and they are more logic-based. You know, I oftentimes think like they're the ones with their eyes down on the keyboard, in a book, on their phone, things like that. And so they're not aware that there needs to be an emotional connection. Mm-hmm. And so if you are like, I need an emotional connection. I need to see you care. I'm trying to get you somewhere. I'm trying to, like, if you can't get, if there's not access, accessibility here, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
That would be a problem. You would feel like, man, I'm trying to get you all the time and I can't access to
and
you.
And I am too much for them too. Which, so it's not an Annie's right and a five's wrong. It's that this particular seven and most particular fives don't seem to vibe.
It just isn't. I'm raising a five. Yeah. He hardly comes out of his room.
I was going to say, is your son a five? I like being friends with them.
Yes.
It's just when it's romantic, it feels...
It's very different.
Unless it's really... And when it's really good, it's fireworks. Yes. But fireworks are very short-lived and then it is very dark.
That's good. That's perfect.
By the nature of fireworks.
Yeah.
Do y'all have numbers that you go like, it's not the number, it is me plus the number that is not working?
Yes, mine is 8.
Really? 8 women?
Yeah.
Yeah.
8 women. Reason being is because, like, I feel like in most situations I can lead and that looks different. Like, I can lead and be out in front of a group of people, and I can also lead by my actions. Mm-hmm. And I feel like some 8s naturally, they kind of just like take some of that leadership away from me instead of sharing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, does it feel like they don't trust your actions because it's not, like, they may not be letting the actions speak?
It feels like what she was saying, they care so much. They try to protect who they care for so much. Mm-hmm. And that then oversteps boundaries because it's like, oh, I just care about you, so so let's go this way, or let's go this way. Just trust me because I care about you, and you should trust that I care about you. And so yeah. I know where we're going, so I can take us here. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, for,
so yep.
And for me, yeah, just for me, eights is just like, it's, yep. it's like you said, it's not the number necessarily. It's just me plus the number. Yeah,
right. You're 100% right, male or female. So mm-hmm. if this is a work environment, mm-hmm. a friend group, or a dating relationship, threes mm-hmm. and eights, there is like, they're either really good or they're not.
Oh, really? That's like a thing.
Yes.
He's identifying
yeah,
a
he
thing.
Is. Yeah, you are.
Toby, look at
yeah.
you.
Yeah, it's a thing. Yes. And it's because they're both assertive and they both yeah. want to be in control and they yes. both want to drive. Sevens, we kind of sit between the two. We're like,
that's right.
Yes, but if you want to lead, we'll follow. Or, yeah. I mean, we're probably going to, it's kind of like a tornado in a hurricane all yeah. at the same time, but
yeah.
we're there.
Yeah.
But the seven sits a little bit different in that, but that three and the eight, it's like, if I respect you, if there's equal respect, we're good.
Yeah.
If there's not, if something happens and there's a rift or something, or I feel like you've tried to usurp my authority, anything like that,
yeah.
that's usually when there's a breakdown that happens. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of frustration mm-hmm. inside that pairing.
Mm-hmm. But again, yeah. the hope is for our married friends listening
yes.
or for people in relationships.
Yes.
All numbers can work.
They can, yeah. yes.
Some and are just going to take you giving
absolutely.
A little bit more.
Yes, and I have yeah. I have combos that are three and eights. And the
coaching.
Dance, yep,
yeah.
that I coach. And the dance is just different. It's like, oh, okay, mm. understanding this about you, understanding when I say this, this is how you're taking it. And yeah, there's a lot of
right,
growth.
What you heard versus what I said. Right.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. So I see that number combo in marriage, in relationship. It does work, but there's a lot of work that goes into that
yeah.
combo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And go, Toby.
There are just like a lot of different threes out there, and there are a lot of different eights out there.
Yes. Right.
So it's not necessarily that every three
that's
and good. Eight's not going to work.
100%.
So there is a hope.
That's right.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm sure there are sevens in the world who like vibe, seven women who vibe so hard with fours and fives.
Yes, mm-hmm. they love them.
Not your girl. And then the Lord's going to probably hand me a four or five. And we'll see what, and you'll be coaching us in 5 minutes. But that is, Kel, what about you? Are there numbers that are, for you, plus that number is not the yeah. easiest mm-hmm. connection?
Mm-hmm. I think my answer is romantically, a yeah. one and a six are hard because I so value connection
yep.
and nuance. I don't love rigid anything, mm-hmm. honestly. Mm-hmm. So I love the idea of also caring for people and having that reciprocated. Mm-hmm. And I feel like mm-hmm. with sixes, it mm-hmm. can be an anxiety driven mm-hmm. thing. And mm-hmm. with ones, it can be, well, this is just the right thing. So mm-hmm. conversation done. So romantically, those are tricky yeah. numbers for me. And now I'm so curious which.
Oh, I love, and I love your distinction because you probably work with ones and sixes. And so it's different
yeah.
in a work relationship or friendships. It's different.
I love ones and sixes.
When we're looking at those romantic relationships, it's an intimacy.
Mm.
So
yes.
can you hold space for me? And what does that look like? And that one in the six, yes. you're in the same stance. So ones, twos, and sixes are in this compliance stance. You all moved towards each other.
Mm.
And that just might not be what you love as far as like, no, I don't want you guys to move towards me. I want to move towards somebody else.
Mm.
Interesting.
Oh, wow. That is really interesting,
could be.
Jackie.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, I'd be curious, like, around, that's interesting. Okay. So that feeling of like me trying to make you guys happy or trying, I have to be the one to figure this out, or I feel stuck in your expectations or your unspokens. Mm-hmm. I feel stuck in this. I don't like that feeling. I feel much more free if I'm moving towards and I'm trying to figure out other people or other mm-hmm. expectations. Yeah.
That's really interesting. You know, in our like best girlfriend group, there's five mm-hmm. of us, one one, two twos and two sevens. And none of us date twos or sevens.
It's
so
true.
So it's when you're saying this to me, I'm having this realization of like, oh, who our girlfriends mm-hmm. are that we're attracted to, that we're the most intimate with in friendship mm-hmm. are not the same kind of personalities we're looking for romantically for any of the five of us.
In fact, those have been challenging.
Yes. But in friendship, it's what is working for
us. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is...
Yeah, even what you just... I'm thinking about that in my own friendships.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, those two. Yeah. Yes, I like my three.
Yeah.
I do. I like that strong driver.
Yeah.
Like all day long, get it done.
That sounds fun.
Hey, friends, just interrupting this conversation one more time to share about another amazing partner, Gospel for Enneagram. We are all about bridging you to resources that can help you not just as you date, but as you live. And this is another incredible one when it comes to understanding yourself and the Enneagram. My friend Tyler Zach has done some incredible work around the Enneagram. You can actually go to his Instagram and he has an awesome set of videos on the origins of the Enneagram, which I really loved watching. And he's written an incredible 40-day Enneagram devotional series. And I just cannot get enough of his stuff, y'all. He has a book for every type that he's working on, and the Type 7 book, which is how I identify. I cannot wait to get it. It is so personalized, the way he handles each type. It is incredible. Tyler's stuff is no fluff, practical, Christ-centered guides that will make you feel incredibly seen and understood. And get this, it's endorsed by our friend, Dr. Russell Moore, editor-in-chief of Christianity Today, and the incredible Beth McCord of Your Enneagram Coach, who we were just talking about earlier. And hey, this is fun. If you want to test drive a devotional before you buy it, you can download a free 5-day devotional on Tyler's website. It's the perfect way to dip your toes in and see how profound these books really are. Plus, while you're there, check out his free self-typing guide to discover your type without taking a lengthy test, and get his free ebook. Listen to this title, called Should Christians Use the Enneagram? Yeah, it's good, you guys. You get to hear a very thoughtful response to the questions that a lot of people have around the Enneagram. So just head to the show notes for the links to all of Tyler's free resources. It's at tylerzach.com/free. That's TYLERZACH.com/free to grab your personalized book and your freebies now. Okay, picture the thing that you've always wanted to learn. Maybe it's how to play chess or creative writing or gardening. Now picture learning that thing from the person who's literally the best at it in the world. That is what you get with Masterclass. Masterclass is such an easy way to help you learn more about something you're interested in. You can seriously find classes on everything from turning your passion into achievements with cultural icon Martha Stewart to principles of improv from Amy Poehler. Are you kidding me? Y'all, I did a cooking class with Gordon Ramsay, and it was so much fun. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best and become your best. Masterclass is the only streaming platform where you can learn and grow with over 200 plus of the world's best. For just $10 a month, an annual membership gets you unlimited access to every instructor. And you can access Masterclass on your phone, computer, smart TV, or even in audio mode. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Don't waste another minute to start your learning journey with Masterclass. Right now, our friends get an additional 15% off of any annual membership at masterclass.com/soundsfun. That's 15% off at masterclass.com/soundsfun. Masterclass.com/soundsfun. And one last amazing partner to share with you, Thrive Market. Okay, if we're worried about filling our minds and filling our hearts, we got to fill our bodies too. So whether you're cooking for yourself, your family, or planning a date night at home, do you dread going to the grocery store like I do? I just can't, you guys. The parking, the lines, the decision fatigue, the amount of cereal choices, the amount of cheeses I have a hard time resisting. There's just a lot of problems at the grocery store, but I got great news. Thrive Market to the rescue. Thrive Market is my go-to for all my grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of getting it all quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver. They've got my favorite snack that helps me get enough protein even on the go, especially in months like June when I'm traveling so much. And they have my clean cleaning supplies so that I know my house is getting clean without introducing unnecessary chemicals into the situation. As a Thrive Market member, I can save money on every single order. On average, I save over 30% every time. Yes, please. On top of the massive savings on each order, Thrive Market has a deals page that changes daily, which gives me cash back on so many brands, and they have a price match guarantee. Not only does Thrive Market save me money and save me drive time and waiting in line time, they also save me shopping time because I use those filters like a professional. They're on the website and on the app. They have over 70. So when I'm looking for certified gluten-free snacks, or if you're looking for non-toxic cleaning essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with just a click of a button. When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need through Thrive's one-for-one membership matching program, which is when you join, they give. And I love that. Just join Thrive Market today and get 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. Let's go. Just go to thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. thrivemarket.com/thatsoundsfun. And now let's go back and finish up our Enneagram and Dating Summer Loving Conversation with Jackie and Toby and Kelly. That sounds fun. So for any of us listening, for the three of us, mm-hmm. if you said, walking out of here, here's the next thing you should do to be healthy in dating in regards to the Enneagram.
It would be about you. Mm-hmm. So healthy in dating would be about understanding yourself at a deeper level. And that could be at whatever level you guys are at, whatever curiosity you have. Mm-hmm. The Enneagram is just like a deep dive. There's more and more and more information that you can dive into, all the way down to attachment styles from birth forward. You know, it's just mm-hmm. such a deep well of knowledge. But it would be curiosity around your own self-awareness, mm-hmm. your own longings. Where does this longing come from? And that's what I would look at. Like, what is my heart longing? What is this, you know, what does the Enneagram say about this? What is the unconscious messaging that I have had all of my life that I've grown up with? Because that's what's playing in the back yeah. of everything that you do. That is yeah. what causes the conflict inside of relationships, loss of friendships, loss of intimate relationships. And I would want to know more about that for myself. Mm. How is this playing out? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Where does it come from? And how is it still showing up in my life?
Wow. Goodness. What questions do y'all have? Do y'all have anything on the front of your brain you'd like to ask Jackie?
Yeah, I love what you said, because that really understands like your needs. Mm-hmm. And while you were talking, I was thinking your needs, when you trace it back to like trauma and like childhood, mm-hmm. your needs are completely different than what was given to you and what you experienced.
Yes.
And so when you can then process and figure out what it is that you needed initially, mm-hmm. then you can then have language and effectively communicate mm-hmm. to your partner.
Right.
So he knows wise beyond his 22. Yeah. Is that 23? Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that is like, that's what I don't know that my seven has done, myself as a seven has done very well is, let me identify why.
The why. I think it's interesting when I hear you say this, because how do we get our needs met? And within the Enneagram systems, there's three different groupings. So there's that 1, 2, 6 that we talked about a minute ago. That group is going to move towards people to try to get their needs met. Okay, so if you read about your needs, your unconscious messaging, you're moving towards people to try to do this. The 4s, 5s, 9s, they're in this withdrawn stance. Okay, so they move away, protect themselves, try to figure this out. I don't know about this. I don't know if people feel safe. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. So there's a lot of caution. I want to figure this out for me before anybody can tell me about it. Mm-hmm. Then there's the assertive stance, and they're like, I will stand independently and push against my need. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know that you're going to ever meet my need, so I will figure out how to meet my own need, which causes a lot of problems in adult relationships.
Right. 3, 7, 8.
Yeah.
So
we're like, I'm going to, you know, my husband's always like, here you go again, trying to like push me away. He's like, all these years, I'm like, I know, I'm trying to become more secure, but I'm just afraid.
Like, I'm pushing you away. I just can't handle it.
Yes.
I'll just do it.
That's it. Yeah. I'm like, I'm good. Don't worry about it. I don't need your emotional connection. Wow. And he's like, here we go again. Yeah. Or we get in a really big fight and I'm like very loud. You can't imagine that. I'm like, bah! And he's quiet. And then I'm like, I need you to come towards me. I need you to make me feel better. And he's like, there's nothing about what you're doing right now that is telling
me
I should move towards you, you know? And I'm like, oh, hey. That's
you're
true.
Like, I have a cat in a corner with my claws up. Come over here. Yes. He's like, no, thanks, Jackie.
Yes. Yes. And it's been 24 years of this dance. Oh, but we can recognize it now and slow it down and talk about it and laugh about it. We're younger version. I got married at 21. Oh my gosh, it was a fight. Two assertive people in a relationship standing independently and pushing against the other for fear of getting hurt. So you start to unpack those parts of Enneagram and it makes a whole lot of sense to the dances that we do.
I'm having 1,000 thoughts. Like, is it, I mean, maybe relationships, I mean, duh, all just come down to communication, because it can't be this, hey, here's this thing that I need. And like, can you meet it like within the first 5 minutes? Well, no, chill. Yeah. And things having room, like time being there in order to build intimacy, but also not so much that you can't realize your own health means a pivot needs to happen. Mm-hmm. Meaning like, I'm just thinking, get a few months down the road with a relationship and realize like, this actually isn't, this isn't it.
Mm-hmm. You're really looking for that attunement piece, that responsive piece with a partner. Mm-hmm. So you learn the stuff about yourself and then you watch, can they attune to me? Like, my husband can attune to my crazy, like, oh my gosh. And he's like, here we go, babe. Calm down, you know, or he'll even right now, he's like, I think you're trying to start a fight. I'm like, I am. And he's like, I think you want connection. I'm like, I do. And he's like, okay, come here. You want to go for a walk? What do you need from me?
Gracious.
Work, work. Yeah.
Because I just see, I see in that example, two people who are not letting pride win. And pride is such a safety tool for me, I think.
Yeah, I think for all of us, it's protection, you know, but it took us a long time to come to the understanding. So you're, it's like, dating somebody for a couple months and watching, do they attune to me? Are they paying attention to my needs as well as I'm paying attention to theirs? You might get into a relationship as a two and recognize, like, I have given and given and given and given, and I've attempted some attunement, and it is like 20% of the time they're willing, and the other 80%, this is falling on deaf ears.
You just described every relationship I've ever had.
Yeah. And so there's an opportunity for a conversation around, this is what I would really like. Do you think we can move forward in the relationship this way? Like, this is what I think I need at this stage of the game. And then they have an opportunity to respond.
So good.
But the hurt on the other side of that is the rejection piece for the two of, like, I don't want to ask a question. Right. Because what if they say they can't? I'll just keep doing this.
Exactly. Because this might not be what I actually want or need. But at least it's kind of, you know, it's the devil we know versus, you know, the unknown.
Oh, I love that you said that.
It's so hard, too, because it's like, unlike other numbers, it feels like, there's there's rejection that no one enjoys. But then there's like rejection.
Yeah,
to
I feel
it
like
too.
Twos do take rejection. Like one of our coworkers will say, well, no one understands that everything goes through the filter of, am I going to be rejected relationally here? And I'm like, well, no, of course not.
This is
all I did was edit the thing you wrote. Like, that has nothing to do, but twos apparently
feel it.
Like, feel it.
Yeah, at a level where that we don't
with
know.
The three of us, threes, sevens, and eights are like, well, let's roll. Yeah. This wasn't about you. I was just trying to get this thing going forward.
Yep. And if there's one thing I could change, it would be that. And yet, that's exactly how I'm made. So,
why do you think twos feel it so much?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's a need. It's a need early on. There's a need that happened early on. A messaging that it wasn't okay for you to have your own needs. But for the Enneagram too, that messaging really early on, that's the unconscious messaging. It's not okay for you to have your own needs. You need to figure out how to meet the other people's needs. And then when you do that, you'll get what you need in return, maybe, you know, but that's kind of like the messaging that happens. And so then the Enneagram is like, okay, so for, in order for me to have my, I'm not allowed to tell anybody or show my, that I have needs. I need to be self-sufficient. So I need to give and give and give and give. And I'm hoping somebody will just turn around and see everything I've given and give me back, give back to me. But it's not a mean, manipulative, ugly piece of a two. It is this beautiful, nurturing, caring side of a two. So it's not this like give to get that you might hear, you might see that said sometimes in different phrasing.
She'll say that about herself. She'll say, I'm trying not to just give to get. We're like, you don't do that.
So it's not at a conscious level that that happens. But at a subconscious level, since you were probably very little, that was how you learned to get love. If I do the dishes for mom, she'll probably praise me. If I do this for so-and-so, they'll be happy about this. If I, you know, help my teacher, she'll smile. Like, I will feel seen. I will feel valued. And that's really what the two is like. Please, somebody see me, a lot like the seven.
Yeah.
Please, somebody see me. Please, somebody love me. Somebody, please see me as worth loving. I get the heart of that as a seven. The two and the seven share a lot of those similarities.
What you're teaching us, Jackie, is so important because some of the negative feelings about Enneagram are that you're born this way and you cannot change.
Nope, it's not true.
And it's like, no, there's some nature to it because you God did make our personalities before we were born.
Yeah.
And yet we're shaped.
Yes. Yeah, so temperament does not change.
Yeah.
Temperament is permanent. The behavior patterns that make up your personality, those, you guys, we can learn, we can do better, we can understand, we can start to notice like what is working and what is not working. And things that worked for a really long time might not work anymore, and it's okay. Mm-hmm. But we can begin to become more aware of that. And so that's the pivot towards growth. That's why it's different than any other personality typing system, because there is a growth track. We are not putting you in a box. We are not telling you this is it. We are not giving you excuse for poor behavior. We are saying, hey, do you want to know more about yourself? Do you want to know where things come from?
Yeah,
do you want to get healthy? Do you want to get whole? And understanding this, you know, the Enneagram does not make us healthy and whole. Our relationship with the Lord helps us to do that. But the awareness helps us to know what to bring to Him
Yes.
that is broken
Yeah.
or that isn't working.
Yeah.
Right.
Jackie, this is why. I mean, here's what we haven't even gotten to is like breakups and sex.
Oh my gosh.
And I mean, there's all these things that really matter in dating that are affected by who we are that we bring to the relationships. Yeah. But the goal of this whole series is to bridge people to experts. Mm. And so we will just bridge everyone to you and you can pick up where we left off and continue talking about this. Do y'all have other
thoughts? Can we schedule sometime?
Can we go ahead?
Exactly. Let's just transition into some therapy.
Okay. The last question I'm going to ask, because the show is called That Sounds Fun, I want each of you to tell me what sounds fun to you, but I can't wait to hear it because Toby, you're going to say it like a 3. Kale, you're going to say it like a 2. And Jackie, you're going to say it like a 7. So I cannot wait. So Toby, you start. Because the show is called That Sounds Fun, tell me what sounds fun to you.
I love traveling so much. So I'm actually planning a trip to go to France.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And hopefully in the next 2 months, I can finally go to New York for the first time.
So, I cannot believe you haven't. It feels like you would thrive. Yes.
That's what everyone keeps saying.
We may never get you back.
I know.
Yeah, that's the only problem. Yes. Here, this 7 says, don't go.
Why don't you go in November? Go in November.
It's freezing.
It's
cold.
Exactly.
It's too cold.
Exactly. That is the mother saying that. Go in November.
Like, text my mom, like, hey, mom, moving to New York.
Yeah, no. We got to be drivable back to ATL. True. That's exactly right. Good answer.
I am really excited about a beach trip, a wedding, and my nephew's birthday trip coming up. All three in like the next month.
Oh, really?
I'm so excited.
Okay, I need to get on your calendar. I need to pay more attention to when you're traveling.
We'll just hang out every other day.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, travel is one of the benefits of not being married today.
Oh, my goodness.
The three of us can go at our leisure to New York and France and the beach. And it's a little bit easier than when there's four people at home. Who are not little anymore. Yeah. Your kids are big
kids.
Two
of them are not even, they're like adults, launched adults.
Two proper adults, yeah.
I know.
Okay, so what sounds fun to you, Jackie?
Oh my gosh, so much sounds fun to me.
Like, what doesn't?
So travel, I go to California in a couple weeks. That sounds fun. Staying at the beach for a month.
Oh,
fun. On the beach. Yeah, rented a condo, gonna do work out.
Dreaming.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. I think I'm hoping that I enjoy it.
Close to where your daughter's in school or far away from that?
She can drive to me every weekend so I can see her.
That's perfect.
She's 11 college. She's not coming home for the summer. She's thriving. So I think, I mean, watching my kids become adults sounds fun.
Yeah.
So much. Like the possibilities around, I don't know, purpose. Yeah. You know, I was a stay-at-home mom for a really long time. Yeah. So I think life in general just feels like, Lord, I don't know what you're up to, but I want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you've got time on your schedule because I think you're about to have 70 to 100,000 people who in the first week who would like to talk to you.
Let's do it.
You may be doing an Enneagram in your dating life book next because you are so helpful.
Oh,
I mean, I feel like I have so many thoughts. We could do.
I have more questions.
We could do 2 more hours.
Yeah. I know.
But thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.
Your
for having
work
me.
Is so helpful. It's so great. Helpful. Toby and Kel, well done.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Is this your first podcast ever?
First ever.
Whoa.
You're like a second. I did the snack show.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You stay on That Sounds Fun Network.
I really
appreciate
it. I do have a preferred network.
Thank you. Well, y'all did very, very well. Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, you guys, aren't they all the best? Isn't Jackie brilliant? Oh, my gosh. We just kept talking after we hit stop and it's just incredible. She's just so, so smart. Whether you are single or dating or engaged or married, be sure to check out Jackie's book, The Enneagram and Your Marriage, a 7-week guide to better understanding and loving your spouse. Go follow her on Instagram. She is always posting helpful tips. And as always, for a full list of all the resources and Instagram handles for our experts in this Summer Lovin' series, just go to AnnieFDowns.com/dating. Okay, you guys, make sure you follow along through the rest of Summer Lovin' so that you get to hear the whole experience. And if you're single or dating or just love somebody who is, please share the show with your friends and your loved ones. It can help them understand you and each other and 50% of the population better. If you need anything else from me, you know I'm embarrassingly easy to find. Annie F. Downs on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and on the road for the Here For You tour. Listen, tonight we're in Minneapolis. Tomorrow we're in Grand Rapids. Will I see you there? Listen,
Grab your tickets if you haven't already. We've still got a seat for you. Just go to hereforyoutour.com. And I think that's it for me today, friends. Go out or stay home and do something that sounds fun to you. And I will do the same. Today, what sounds fun to me? What sounds fun to me today? Man, I love being in Minneapolis. The summer weather in Minneapolis and in Grand Rapids this weekend is what I am here for. So I'm just going to be outside. I'm going to be outside until you are lined up outside and ready to come to the Here For You tour. So I'll see y'all tonight, Minneapolis. Y'all have a great weekend. I am going to have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday for our conversation about friendship and dating, friendship between married and single people, friendship between men and women, friendship between all of us. We got to figure it out. We're going there on Monday, you guys, with one of our very favorites, Jess Connolly. She's just incredible, as well as my friends Lonnie and John David. You're going to love them. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you out there at the Here For You tour, and we'll see you back here on Monday.